Edmonton.
Well, from wind farms to broadband connections, because the whole of Northamptonshire could have super-fast broadband by 2017, thanks to loans, which would help isolated rural communities with the costs of getting connected. The loans are aimed at the 10% of Northamptonshire for which no broadband plan yet exists. Commercial companies would have to bid for a loan from Northamptonshire County Council. But how hard is it to get a rural broadband connection? BBC Radio Northampton's Tom Percival's been finding out.
Getting broadband in town is simple. Whether down your phone line or through a cable connection, the chances are you'll get a speed which is good enough at least to check emails or do some shopping. The thing is, if you run a business, that may not be enough, and if you're in a rural area, you can be left without any feasible connection at all. And because the number of you wanting an internet connection may be small, none of the big suppliers will stump the cost of putting in the cables you need to get it. So the idea behind these loans is to help big established broadband providers take a second look at your village and decide the numbers now stack up. Or it could mean you forming your own proper company to do it. The money loaned by the County Council would buy the equipment needed or pay to install the cables. The money involved in doing this is significant, tens of thousands of pounds potentially, but if enough people sign up, the cost can be comparable to that of a normal town centre broadband service.
Well, in parts of the Tove Valley, residents have been pushing for better internet connections for more than a decade. Earlier this year, they secured broadband for six villages in the area. Eric Malcolmson's from Tove Valley Broadband, which supplies internet to Abthorpe, Slapton, Wappenham, Lois Whedon, Weston, Astwell, as part of, and part of Braddon, as well as surrounding hamlets. So, Eric, it sounds like a growing enterprise.
It's growing only by the fact that people out there really desire faster broadband, so the communities drive it themselves.
The lack of broadband, what does it mean to people who, I mean, for those of us that take it for granted, what does it mean if you don't have that?
I think there's two phases to this. There's the domestic situation where trying to get iPlayer or Skype in a relative abroad or something like that is absolutely impossible. And the other slant is the businesses that rely on the internet for their conduct in their business. They are really desperately in need of a fast connection.
Now, you fought long and hard, didn't you, to get internet and then get it at a higher speed, of course. Now, is it reasonable to expect other communities to join in? I guess you think that it is.
I think we had the advantage that we started 10 years ago in Abthorpe. We had no broadband whatsoever. So the 10 years experience that we've had of delivering broadband to our communities has helped us increase that to super fast broadband for the wider communities. So it's quite a daunting task for any particular community to start from scratch and deliver super fast broadband, but it is possible. And I think for areas that have got something like 100 to 200 residents, a viable economic situation can be sorted out to be able to provide super-fast broadband to that kind of a community.
We've had some comments on this from people. Martin, for example, says, my broadband is great, but I'm on an LLU network, which is much faster than the BT system. Now, LLU, this is what they call local loop unbundling, isn't it? Is that what you effectively use, Eric?
I wouldn't like to start quoting technical terms like that.
I'm relieved in a way, but you know, somebody having mentioned it, we've got to explain what it is.
Well, what we do, we have a fibre-optic cable coming in from the main networks, the main fibre optic networks, and that fibre optic cable comes into a particular point in our community. And then from that point, that runs at 100 megabits a second. From that point, we radio it around the villages. So we've got radio links between the villages and radio links to each property within the villages. Now, going back to local loop unbundled, I believe that is more a term of saying, here is a service at a particular point, let's say in Northampton or Toaster or somewhere like that, and that the service is available to other commercial companies or people like us.
That's right.
To take that service and do with it what we want.
That's right. So yours is subtly different to that, as you've explained to us. Do you think that you're being used as a template then, the way you're operating?
Certainly the feasibility of us being a model, a template, has been looked at quite a great deal over the last few months, because other communities have seen what we've done, and they obviously want to see how we've done it, and whether it is the correct thing for their own community. So we've been quite open with the way that we've done it and what our finances are like and what we charge for our broadband services. And this, I hope, will encourage other communities to say that if they get themselves together, organise them properly, themselves properly, they can actually do it themselves.
And are you running this as a business and making profits?
No, we're a not-for-profit organisation. That's the crux of the matter. This is how you get loyalty and support from your community. You set up a not-for-profit organisation, and then all the people in the locality, in the communities, feel that they are part of the organisation.
So at the same time, you obviously can't run at a loss. So if your organisation makes a surplus, let's call it that, rather than profits, what happens to that?
It's got to be either ploughed back into the service or it's got to be given back to the members. For instance, in our first 10 years of working, we were charging £5 a month for broadband, and we had 3 years where the people did not pay anything because we had surpluses in the bank. So we had 3 years of broadband for absolutely nothing.
So what do you make of this plan by the County Council to offer these loans and see the whole of the county connected to superfast broadband within 4 years?
I think it's quite feasible. I think the county have done an extremely good job at encouraging communication firms to get in there and provide service. The biggest problem in the 10% areas, especially the rural 10% areas, that it is not commercially viable to start up a business. It's okay for a not-for-profit organisation because the costs are that much lower. But for a commercial company to offer service into these areas, they do need a kickstart. And I think the County Council are doing an extremely encouraging job of looking into that.
Eric, very grateful for your time this morning, and well done on the progress you seem to have made so far. Thanks for joining us.
OK, bye.
Eric Malcolmson from Tove Valley Broadband on BBC Radio Northampton. It's 13 minutes to 8.
BBC Radio Northampton.
And the headlines this morning, a developer's unveiled...